Okay, so we're going to do something on Rus. We'll do something on Rus that ties in. I think that's a fascinating idea when you combine it together. The Medrash opens up Megillas Rus by telling us that every pasuk in Megillas Rus starts with a Ois Vav. A Vav. Every one minus eight. Just in case you're thinking, okay, that, how many psukim are there? There are 85 psukim, which the Medrash discusses as well. Of the 85 psukim, eight begin with a different letter besides the Vav. The rest begin with a Vav. As an easy way, potentially, to remember it, is that the main hero, if that's the right word, of the story of Rus is Boaz. And Boaz's name divided up, divides up purposely. Why? The name Boaz Gematria is 85, like the 85 psukim. When you split it up, Beis and Vav is 8, and Ayin Zayin is 77. So really, the name Boaz represents this concept that the 77 psukim that start with a Vav and 8 psukim that do not start with a Vav. Just in case you think that's a normal thing, it's pointed out by the Rishonim that Parshas Vayeshev is the same thing. Every pasuk starts with a Vav, except for 8 psukim, that's a Rakeach. The counters say it's 9 psukim, that's a whole question. But either way, you have a connection between Parshas Vayeshev and Rus, which is done by many Darshanim, and it makes a lot of sense. We're going to focus on one approach. Because not only does the Medrash point out that everything starts with a Vav, except for the 8, the Medrash also says why 8 and why Vav. And what the later commentators point out is, they take the acronym of the 8 psukim that do not start with a Vav, and they make anagrams out of it. And probably, statistically, of the 8, the first letter of those 8 psukim, we're going to do one drasha tonight based on it, but the drashas, you look around in the Svarim, there are at least 7 to 10 different amazing drashas, and one of them is based on Gilgulim, on how the Shlach Kodesh is a Gilgul. It's mind-blowing. Seyed HaDeres quotes it. We're not going to go into that just because it's only Thursday night. We haven't gone to the mikveh yet to hear Gilguls. We're going to do another one. And this story goes all the way back. All the way back. And based on the story, why was Megillas Rus written? So the explanation is that when David became the king, Gemara in Yevamos, when David became the king, there was a question. The antagonist, the anti-people said, we need a new count. It was the original January 6th. They said, David is not ready to be the king. Why is he not ready to be the king? Because his great-grandmother was Rus. Rus carried a genetic flaw, according to the antagonist. Rus carried a genetic flaw. Why? Because the Torah tells us that Ammon and Moab are not allowed to marry into the Judaism. They're allowed to convert. But if they convert, they're not allowed to marry to the Jews. And the Torah is generally written in a male form. 99% of the Torah is male form. And usually includes male and female. When it says, don't be Mechal Shabbos, it talks to a male. But of course a female can't say, I want to be Mechal Shabbos. Doesn't make sense. So most of the time, male includes female. But by Ammon and Moab, it wasn't so clear. Why was it not so clear? Because the Torah gave us a reason. Rarely does the Torah give us a reason why something's prohibited. Here it is. The Torah said, why can you not do Ammon and Moab? Because they were such bad people, Midas characteristics, they were terrible people. What was so bad about them? They hired Bilam to curse you. And when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they wanted to get some food and water. They said, no, they're such bad character, don't marry such people. Bad character, when you look for a shidduch, character is important. Open pasuk in the Torah. What was the debate? And the debate began, by the way, in the time, really, of Moshe Rabbeinu's time. We're going to find out tonight even earlier than that. And the debate went through Boaz, the story of Rus, through even to David HaMelech's time, maybe even a little later. But what happened was, when David became the king, there was a question. What does it apply? What was the question? Very simple question. Is the Torah speaking in male, but it means female as well? And therefore, a woman from Ammon and Moab who converts cannot marry. And if they do marry, they're carrying that genetic flaw. That would be a problem with David HaMelech, because his great-grandmother was a Moyavis. It would not be good. Or no, since the Torah gave us a reason, what was the reason? They didn't greet you on the road, and they hired Bilam. In the old days, women were kept to the kitchen, and they had no voting rights. It's only a new thing in America. We have voting rights for women. And there was no such thing as women leaving the houses and giving out bread and water. No, so therefore, when the complaint became against the Ammon and Moab, the complaint's against the men. The men could have done something. Women weren't voting and paying for Bilam. That didn't happen. So there was a debate. When the Torah said Ammon and Moab is not allowed to join, does it mean the males of Ammon and Moab, who for sure were responsible, they're for sure liable, they for sure hired Bilam, they for sure didn't greet us on the road, or does it include women like it always does, or the women are out of it? And this debate was going on for generations. The Nafkamina is huge. Nafkamina is going to be, does the David dynasty exist? Because if women are included in the prohibition, then when Rus married Boaz, which was the fight at the time, when Rus married Boaz, and then when David was becoming king, he's not allowed to become king. He's carrying this genetic flaw. So at the time when David was about to become the king, they had this huge debate. What are we going to do? So some people just decided to storm the capital. That was a group of people like that. The rest of the people decided we're going to do something normal. What we're going to do is we're going to send a letter to the Gal Hadar. Who's the Gal Hadar? Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi is the author of Megillah Esros, Gemara and Bava Basra. Yadalar and Beis. He wrote Megillah Esros. Why did he write Megillah Esros? The Bach says, Krakow 1600s, very simple. He wrote Megillah Esros as a tshuva to answer this question. Is David allowed? So the whole point of Megillah Esros is to get to the point is the end of the thing. David was born and David's allowed, Rus is allowed in. Don't worry about it. Boaz was correct in marrying her because women are not included in the prohibition. Why? Because women were not expected to leave the house and leave the kitchen. Therefore, it's all good. And this debate went on. So Boaz made a decision at the time and he married her. But it didn't help, because four generations later, when David was becoming king, they were still fighting about it. Until Shmuel HaNavi came along, he wrote Megillah Esros, and hopefully at that point in time, the debate was settled. That is the basic story of Megillah Esros, and why it was written, and the reason behind it. But as I said, maybe it ended by David's kingship. But when did this fight begin? When did the debate begin, of women included? So most people would say, correctly so, well, it would be correct, but not 100% correct, would be the debate began when the Torah gave the halacha. When the Torah wrote an aman, a mayor, person who converts can't marry, and the Torah wrote it in a male form, and the Torah gave a reason that was only applicable to men, they didn't serve you food, they hired Bilam. Right then the debate began. Oh, the Torah added in all these words, it must be men, not women. But that is not when the Torah began. The debate began many generations earlier. And now we're taking a step back. And I'm only going to say it for an American phrase. Father, you can't speak like that. But we will get to one of the most wild stories of all time. In the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Avraham Avinu is on his third day of Milah, the most painful of the days, and the sun comes out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him three malachim. Three malachim. One malach can't do it? No, open Gemara. Every malach gets one job, and that's it. Oh, okay, so one job. Well, so what are the three malachim? Rashi says, why three? Because it's three different jobs. The first malach's job is to tell Sarah she's going to have a kid. The second malach is to come heal Avram. He was a Raphael. And the third one is coming to destroy Sodom. It's open Gemara. And Rashi quotes it. Tell Sarah the good news, you're having a kid next year. Destroy Sodom and heal Avram. Gemara says, well, heal Avram? Who's this guy? Oh, by the way, that guy also, he saves Lot. Gemara says, aye, but it's two jobs. He said, a malach have two jobs. Healing and saving is the same. I mean, guys, I'll be honest. Are we missing malachim? Could we not have a fourth malach here? We couldn't. Every malach does one job. We couldn't separate the healing guy and the saving guy. It's a very interesting gemara. The gemara says, no, it's all the same. Very interesting. But just for the quote to get people excited, we're going to go through the story a little more bein, and we're going to see that almost in the beginning when you read it, they're not three malachim, they're three stooges. If you'll have to say such a phrase. Why? Because each malach did something wrong. Very wrong. Malach number one, it says, they came to tell Sarah the news. That's what it says. Rashi says the word Sarah, not Avram. Every word in Rashi. Came to tell Sarah the news, you're having a kid next year. Did he tell Sarah the news? No. Because the Chumash says that they came over to Avram. They said, by the way, where's your wife? She's in the tent. Okay, fine. Let me tell you, by the way, you're having a kid. Whoa. Your job was not to tell Avram. Your job was to tell Sarah. What you should have said was, oh, yeah, okay, call her out here. And let me tell you the big news. You can pop the balloons. You can have a great reveal. You have a great reveal of balloons. But that's not what happened. What happened was he told Avram. And by the way, as a simple thing, not practice Avada, not in Sas Reagan. I mean, Avada, yes, practice in Sas Reagan, I meant the halacha, that you're not allowed to ask someone how his wife's doing. The malachim walked forward and said, by the way, where's your wife? How's your wife doing? What? Open Gemara and Kedushin. Open halacha and Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer. You don't ask people about their wives. It's inappropriate. You're a malach. It's easy. It's not part of your job, by the way. You have one job to do. And getting involved with someone's wife, I don't think that's part of the job. So malach number one is asking questions we don't understand why he's asking. He's also telling the news to the wrong person. Okay, what about the guys destroying Sodom? Destroying Sodom? What are you doing in Avram Avinu's house? I mean, Lamaisa tongue is good. It's not as good as Sas Reagan Thursday night food. But did the third malach show up to Avram Avinu's house for food? What's he doing there? You have a job to do. Is your job entitled to take the scenic route? Instead of going straight to Sodom and destroy Sodom, no, you know what you do? Take a right turn, go to Avraham Avinu, chapa shmooze, chapa tong, have a conversation, and then go. What? What are you doing there? You don't belong there. And if you have one job to do, then you can't do something that's not your job. If we believe that one angel has one job, can't do something else, I don't even know how he physically was able to take a left turn. All right? The GPS says go left, he went right. How did he do that? So they're asking questions that are very strange. They're not telling Avraham Avinu. And they're talking about Sadaim. The guy, he doesn't belong at all. So the Chiddush HaRim comes up with a fascinating answer. Not everything he said. He didn't make all the jokes I made. I don't think he used the word Three Stooges. Pretty sure the Chiddush HaRim didn't use the Three Stooges. But he once explained the Galus of the Malachim. And it came down to this. The Malachim came to Avraham Avinu because one of them had a job to do. His job was to destroy Sadaim. Okay. He says, my question is this. When I come to destroy Sadaim, is it a full-on battlefield? Am I allowed to level the place? Is it a full-on colonization? Am I knocking out Sadaim completely? Or there's going to be a pathway called Philadelphia, and some guy could escape. Who's going to escape? Light's going to escape. Is that allowed or not allowed? What's a tully in? The guy said, I don't know. I was given a job. I went to my morning routine. My boss said, here's your job. Go destroy Sadaim. And an asterisk on page 7, on the bottom of the rental cart, it says, by the way, maybe we're not sure if we're killing light jets. He's like, okay, I got my magnifying glass. What am I going to do now? What's my job? Is save light, not save light? What's Lloyd's chusim? So the Medrash says that Lloyd's chus was that he was holding inside of himself the DNA, genetic DNA, to produce the nation of Ammon and Moav, which happened. He was going to produce Ammon and Moav. Why? He was going to have, when the city was destroyed, relations with his two daughters. One's going to produce Moav, one's going to produce Ammon. That means within his genes he had that, which is going to produce Malchus Beis David. So light had a massive thing, unbeknownst to him, his DNA. He didn't put it on the microscope. In his DNA was the future kingdoms of Ammon and Moav and potentially Dabra Melech. This major. That gives them a right to get out. But there was a question the Malach has. He said, wait a second. I learned yeshiva. I went to Thursday night Sasrag, and I'm not so sure if Ammon and Moav was allowed Rus and Moav. I don't understand that. Light has what type of gene? He's producing what? He's producing Rus? Who says Rus is allowed? He said, I gotta go ask Avraham Avinu. Am I saving light? Am I not saving light? Am I saving light because Rus will come out of him eventually? Or that's not good enough because Rus in the end has a genetic flaw. Her genetic flaw is just like the males of Ammon and Moav and Allah intermarry, the women of Ammon and Moav and Allah marry either. So what am I doing here? Get this guy out of here. So he comes to Avraham Avinu. Tells Avraham Avinu, listen, I have an halacha shaila. Did he say I have an halacha shaila? This is the halacha shaila. The halacha shaila is what? Are the women of Ammon and Moav permitted to marry a Jew? If they're permitted to marry a Jew, then I save light, and then David comes out of it, also is good. If they're not allowed to marry, then there's no point in saving her, because that's irrelevant, and I destroy Sadaim, means the 100% totality. I completely destroy Sadaim. What's it based on? What's it based on the Halacha Shaila? You know what the Halacha Shaila is based on? We asked it 5 minutes ago. Are women supposed to remain in the kitchen? Do they belong in the kitchen or not? So they come to Avraham Avinu. They're not violating Ebenezer 101. They knew Ebenezer 101. Don't ask about someone else's wife. Not your business. They're inappropriate. They weren't asking Avraham Avinu, oh, how sorry your wife doing? Because I care about your wife. No, of course not. They're asking Avraham Avinu, where is your wife? We're eating food right now. We got the tongue. We got sliced tongue here. Avraham Avinu, you're a good waiter, but you know what? Women look better as waitresses. Why don't we bring her out? Avraham Avinu says, no. Where is she? She remains in the tent. That was an halacha answer. The halacha answer meant, since women belong in the tent, that means the women in the time of the desert of Ammon and Moav did nothing wrong at all. Therefore, the women of Ammon and Moav are allowed to marry into the Jewish nation. Therefore, David HaMelech can marry, Boaz can marry Rus, and David can come out of it. Which means what? Save light.
Why wasn't Lot's chus that he was related to Avraham Avinu?
That you have to ask God that. Is that good enough chus? I don't know. That's not good enough. The Pasuk in Azinu says Hashem is perfect in Tamim, and the Mefarshim explain what does it mean perfect in Tamim. That's a kasha. Why do you go to a tzaddik to daven? Why do you go to a tzaddik? What do you daven yourself? Why are you going to a tzaddik to daven? So the answer is, according to the Minchas Aluza, the answer is when you go to a tzaddik, he feels bad. He has real emotions. He feels bad. So when he feels bad, he doesn't deserve to feel bad. He's a good person. So since he feels bad, Hashem says, "Oh, you feel bad. I'm going to stop it." Which means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like the drop when you drop a rock into the river. What do you call that thing? Tidal waves. The ripple effect. Everyone gets affected as they should be. So if you were 100% perfect, your next door neighbor wouldn't have anything wrong with them if you actually care about your next door neighbor. So yes, you have a kasha why light wasn't saved to Avraham Avinu. Only Hashem can answer that kasha. I have no idea. But his potential...
Also, didn't say that he was quiet?
That's a different medrash. Yes, there is a medrash that said he was quiet. But there is a medrash that says that the reason why light was saved was because light was carrying within him the DNA to create a Rus. What's that dependent on? Avraham Avinu has to ask a shayla. Avraham Avinu has to answer. She's in the tent. By the way, which means... Question number one, it doesn't mean when he asked, where is your wife? It's because he's saying, I want to tell her the news. And then the guy didn't tell her the news. That would be like so silly. Where's your wife? I have big news to tell her. She's in the tent. I'll tell you the news anyway. Like the worst surprise of all time. I got to tell her, but I'll tell you first. No, that doesn't work that way. He wasn't asking Avram, where's your wife? Al Tanuz. That's a different Malach. When you read the story, you might think it's that Malach. No, it's a different Malach. Malach who came to destroy Sodom asked Avram, where's your wife? The question wasn't where your wife inappropriateness. Where's your wife? Because if she belongs in the tent, then she stays in the tent. We're all good to go. When the guy came to heal Avram, it's not two jobs. He has one job right now. There's no light yet. There's no saving light. We don't have a lachana. We don't know yet. So he says, I got a job. I'm a healer. Rafal says, I'm a healer. My natural thing. So right now, Avram is second coming to Avram. I don't have a second job of light yet. Until Avram Avinu makes the psak halacha, that makes the psak halacha that Sarah remains in the tent, so who cares? She doesn't, there's no halacha yet. So I came to Avram, I'm healing Avram. Now I have Shoy Sadoim asked a question to Avram, what about the women? Oh, women stay in the tent? Okay, so now I have a new job. My new job is to go save light. But I wasn't doing a bad job, so all three malachim did the job. The first one came, he told Sarah, we don't know what the story is. He told Sarah, he didn't tell Avram. He told Sarah, like Rashi said he's supposed to. The second malach came to heal on purpose, because that was his only job at that moment in time. The job of light didn't kick in yet. And the guy who came to Shoy Sadoim wasn't taking a scenic route. He was coming, because that was the halacha. Chedushim says, unbelievable, that when Mashiach comes, the Medrash says, Gemara, that they're going to have a huge meal, bigger than Sas Regen. Huge meal. With Yossin, I don't know what it's going to taste like. If you're a vegan, you're in trouble. It's going to be a massive meal. And then what's going to happen is, they're going to say, who's going to bench? Who's going to bench? They go, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, listen, first one up. Forefather number one, you're up. Says, I can't. You know why? I produced a Shmuel. Oh, okay, good reason. Don't lead. Yes, what about you? Well, he produced a Shmuel. You know why I produced? I produced Esav. Nah, I'm out. Okay, Yaakov, what are you? Says, I married two sisters. Not allowed. And it's going through a lot of the Gedolim. And it's going to come to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech says, you know what? I'm up. I'll take it. He says, he's going to lift up the cup. Birch Samaz cup. We say it in the Hallel. Kois Yeshua's Esav. I will raise up my cupeth. They do TH cupeth. I raise up my cupeth of Hashem Hashem Ekra, and I'm going to lead the prayer of Birch Samaz. David has no issues. David never did anything wrong. Avram Avinu, David did all his kids perfect. Chedush Rebbe says that David's main problem was he was trying to say something. You know why I'm allowed in? Because Kosh Yeshua's Essa, I lift up my cup. You know what Essa is an acronym of? Aya Sara Ishtecha. Where's your wife? So David said, listen, I got one major son. You're always talking about it. You know your son you're always talking about? My ancestor, my mother, my great-grandmother, Rus. And you always, guys are always been complaining because even though it didn't begin when the Torah started with the Lav, it began when Avram Avinu's time. It didn't end with Boaz when he married Rus. It didn't end with David. It's going to go until Mashiach comes. The great debate. Are the women or Amon am I allowed? And he's going to get up and say, Kosh Yeshua's Essa, it's all good to go. It's all good to go. We said there's an acronym. You can play anagrams. The letters of the eight Pesukim. So if anyone has a Chumash and they're trying to find the eight, I will tell you the letters. And again, Shlach Kodesh's name was Yeshaya. That's why the definite name of Yeshaya, because I said he's a Google. You have to see it there. But one of the anagrams of the letters, we'll do it now, it spells Yud, Shin, Ayin, Yud. I'm not that good, I just know what it does. Beis, Aleph, Hey, Lamed, which spells out Yishi, my salvation, the oil is in the tent. When you look through Mefarshei Rus, the easy explanation, why do we read this on, why are we reading Rus on Shavuos? Because it represents Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't know Amon Amoy. They weren't sure about it. Okay. Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. The Zoyis Chukas HaTorah is the Adam Kiyomis Ba'oil. Well, the Mepharshim say what? A person has to learn Torah. Has to be Yomis in the Torah. Where in the oil? The oil of Torah. So where's the salvation of the Jewish nation that we read about on Shavuos? Perfect thing. Shavuos represents the Inya of Kabbalah HaTorah. So you want to write a Sefer on Rus and you want to put in a secret code and tell you eight psukim that don't spell the letter Vav. We have to discuss the different share why it's all letter Vavs. Not if they won't do the eight that aren't. What is it going to spell? It's going to tell you the salvation's in the tent. Because the Jewish nation on Shavuos realizes that the only way to survive this whole thing is with Torah alone. Otherwise, we'll be surrounded by a bunch of nations and be destroyed. That's the way most of the Mefarshim, in the words Yishi Ba'oil, explain what it means. Yishi Ba'oil means that Shmuel Hanavi, when he wrote the Megillah, he put all Vavs in representing something else. And the eight he didn't was, by the way, don't, these eight not, because it represents the salvation of the Jewish nation. But according to what we're saying now, the Chedush Harim, it's a whole different answer. The Yishi Ba'oil doesn't mean the oil of Torah only. Yishi Ba'oil means Aye Sarah Ishtecha, where's your wife? Hine, what was the lashon? Hine Ba'oil. That's what it says. He answered her. Right? Aye Sarah Ishtecha, Vayayme, Hine Ba'oil. Hine Ba'oil was the proof that what? That therefore women belong in the kitchen. Women shouldn't be going outside. Therefore, hundreds of years later, when the Jews were in the desert, the women of Amon Amoyev were not supposed to leave the kitchen to greet the Jewish people. Not supposed to. Therefore, they did nothing wrong. They didn't hire Bilam because they had no voting rights. And therefore, there's no problem. When it says, don't marry Amon Amoyim convert, it means don't marry a male Amon Amoyim convert. But of course, a female Amon Amoyim convert, you're allowed to marry. Oh, you know what it means you're allowed to marry them? David Melech's in the game. David Melech's in the game, and the Mashiach's going to come. Like we planned the whole thing. The whole Malchus-based David goes through Rus, and the whole Malchus-based David goes through David, and hopefully, eventually, Shem Bekarov will have the redemption. There's two ways that the Megillas Rus teaches us how we can have the redemption. One is, sit ba'oil, almost kiyomus ba'oil in the oil of Torah. And the second one is the oil of recognizing how the dynasty of David's genealogy is pure, permitted, nothing wrong with that. Mirtz Hashem Bekarov, which be zaycha to Geula. Amen.